is it some type of game, bitch?
What's going on, y'all? My name is Kirk Valentino.
And my name is Belange.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's your boy Drip, man. Big Drip. You know what's going on, man. Get it.
Okay, boom. We got a special guest in the building. So you, where you from again?
I'm from Atlanta, born and raised.
What part of Atlanta you from?
I was born on the west side, born homes. I born at Crawford Lone Hospital, which is not around no more. You know what I'm saying? Some people from Atlanta know what's going on, but if you ain't from Atlanta, you might not know what it is.
And how old are you?
I am, I almost got my, I'm 30.
Oh, you 30?
Yeah, I'm 30.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Cool. You have books. You write books.
Yes, I
You're
write books.
You're an authorer.
Yeah, I'm an author, yeah.
I love that. So what is this about?
So that book is called Teen Rod.
This is like a real book.
Yeah. It's called Teen Rod, and it is actually an anti-bullying book for the kids. You know what I'm saying? I want to teach them about helping each other, about working together to solve problems, solutions. You know what I'm saying? That's the main thing that book is about, is working together, being a team. You know what I'm saying? In our community, it's not a lot of that going on sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Especially dealing with the young brothers and sisters in our community. You know what I'm saying? They want to fight amongst each other all the time. It's always some type of drama. And they feel like that's the fun part about life. And I've been trying to teach them that it's funner when you're doing stuff together and having fun together than beefing with each other and shooting at each other and fighting each other. You know what I'm saying? You get more fun out of just turning up, having fun, going to the skating rink like we used to do when we were kids. You know what I'm saying? Just having fun amongst each other, you know, being friends. You know what I'm saying? That's the fun part.
Were you bullied as a kid?
I dealt with both. So I was a bully and I have been bullied. Okay. And that just come from different walks of life. You know what I'm saying? I have not lived one walk of life. So, I mean, I'm mainly from the streets. Yeah, I was raised to be street. But inside of me, you know, I was a good person. So I dealt with both. You know what I'm saying? So it was times where I just wanted to be the good person that I was. And I was battling with them two different people. The good person who I was and the person I was raised to be. You know what I'm saying? The street dude from the streets.
That,
you know,
Scorpio jump out, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I know that our last conversation, we talked about how you did a little bit of time. Now, the time that you did that like an inspiration to you to reach out to the youth? Or was that just something like, you know, you decided I want to speak to the youth just because, like, I've been through hell and back?
I mean, both the time and the fact that I've been through hell and back, which made me the way that I am. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it was all a design plan from the get go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like everything was meant to be the way it was. Like, all the struggles I went through growing up as a kid, I feel like it was meant for me to go through that so I could get to where I'm at now, so I could come back and teach.
I'm sorry to cut you off. How much time did you do?
I did 3 years. So I was on a sentence of a 10-3. So I had 7 years of probation. But at first it was a 10-7. So either way, it was going to be 10-something. You know what I'm saying? But how much time I was going to do actually in prison, it was determined off, you know, the case.
Do you want to get into why you ended up going to prison?
Yeah, I don't mind. I get into everything. So basically what ended up happening is when I was young, you know, growing up in the hood, you know, raised to be that street dude, you know what I'm saying? That was my mentality. So it's like a lot of the stuff, like with me being in the streets, you know, selling drugs, robbing, you know, fighting, gang activity, all that stuff that built up on me. So as I got older, you know what I'm saying, robbing was my way of life. You know what I'm saying? I was staying on Cleveland Avenue, which mainly where I claim Metropolitan, Cleveland Avenue, Stewart Avenue. So it's like that was the way we kind of really worked. You know what I'm saying? That was our style. You know what I'm saying? It was called R.O.B. at one point in time. Raised on Bleeding, but the Rob Crew. You know what I'm saying? We robbed. You know what I'm saying? So I was seeing somebody, you know, they had a little something I thought I wanted, you know what I'm saying? So I ran up on them, you know what I'm saying? I, you know, told them get up, you know what I'm saying? I took their bags, I had their bags in my hand, I put my gun up, they grabbed me, we started fighting, I got my hands back on my gun, and then I tried to pull the trigger, not knowing, see, it almost was a murder case because it didn't turn out like that, which I'm blessed, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not knowing that the person had their finger in the back of the trigger. So when I was pulling the trigger, it wouldn't pull back because they had their finger stuck.
What the fuck was he like lodged. A trained fucking he gotta ex-cop have been. Or some shit? Like,
it
what
gotta
the fuck?
Have been. He ain't speak no English. I don't know for sure. What but the fuck?
He must have been like in the military or some shit. Like, how did he even? Because in that moment, you scared. Like, he knew to like.
What language did he speak?
We can't talk about that. Because, okay. You know what I'm saying? I ain't beefing with nobody. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no smoke with nobody. You know what I'm saying? He didn't speak no English, though. You know what I'm saying? For okay. sure. So he may have been trained at something. I don't know for sure. He been through a lot also. So you never know. You know what I'm saying? But he definitely had his finger in the back of the trigger. We eventually, somebody had separated us. So when they separated us, I ran off, you know, went back home. You know, I had the stuff that I needed to get from him already anyways. He just grabbed me because I had the bags in my hand. You know what I'm saying? He seen that he wasn't going to let me go with the bags. So I dropped the bag. I left the bags. You know, I took whatever I needed, though, at that time. But I also trying to feed my family, too, because I was basically taking care of my family because I was like the head of the household, basically, because I raised my grandmother. My mama got hit by a car and my daddy went to prison when I was young, like 10 years old. So I was basically the person over the house because my grandmother was old. So, you know what I'm saying? I was the one to run all the errands,
into the
you
mic.
Know.
Into the mic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was the one to run all the errands, you know.
How many siblings do you have?
Siblings, I got 3 siblings, but only one of my siblings was there because, oh, okay. Like I said, after my mama got hit by a car, we separated. Mm-hmm. So, some people went to this house, some people went to that house, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I went to my grandmother's house, and my big brother went to my grandmother's house. My big brother wasn't. My big brother was he was a good person. I ain't gonna say he was a bad person. He was a great person, but he got eventually like hooked on drugs. So it was like he had a lot of issues. So I still was the man of the house, no matter whether my big brother was there or not. I was the man of the house because I was the one who mainly looked out for my grandmother. I made sure my grandmother was straight. You know what I'm saying? That was part of the mission. When I did go out that day, that was the main mission. I went and bought groceries. You know what I'm saying? That's why I tried to take the man, you know, man stuff. Cause I was thinking like, yeah, I could kill 2 birds with 1 stone. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Cause I gotta feed my family.
And that's the thing. Okay, so because hearing it from that perspective, when you think of somebody robbing, you're not thinking in your mind they have to go feed their family. You just like, what the fuck is wrong with them? But you in your mind, this was your way to feed your family.
Yeah.
Not saying that it was okay, but I'm just looking at it from a different perspective. Like, obviously if you were in better circumstances, you wouldn't have to resort to taking from somebody.
Yes, that's right. That's right. The circumstance that we set in today is not the best circumstances. I mean, just like I said, anybody who from our communities understand and know, you know what I'm saying? They try to keep us down. They try to hold us down. You know what I'm saying? And we got to fight. You know what I'm saying? We got to fight to get to where we're trying to go. But I don't want the young kids to think that the way they fight could be on some negative, you know, like robbing and stuff like that. I want them to know that they could fight in different ways. Like, even when I was working, because I was working, it just discreets. Like I said, when you raise a certain way, you fighting with you battling with 2 different people. You know what I'm saying? I'm battling with the person who I really am and the person who I was raised to be. Mm-hmm. So I'm battling with this person that was raised to be in the streets, from the streets my whole life, to the person that I am on the inside, which is a good person who just trying to make it through life, trying to, take care of my family, trying to, you know what I'm saying? So I was working. I started working early, too, like before I even did the robbery stuff, before that situation happened. I worked since I was 15 years old, you know what I'm saying? I started working fresh out the, you know, porch, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I got to start working. You know what I'm saying? I got to get some money. I got to make sure my grandma's straight.
So when you ran off, how did they find you?
So it was in my neighborhood, which I tell a lot of people, like when I was younger, I was like, don't do stuff where you sleep. Yeah.
Don't shit where you sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in my neighborhood, you know, I went back to the same area because why would I go anywhere else? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is my neighborhood. I've been doing this. Mm-hmm. And it ain't like I ain't did it a lot of more times than that. You know what I'm saying? It's still went back to the areas I did it at. You know what I'm saying? It just was that time, that person called the police. And then when I was coming out of the store with the groceries again, You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it was that fast?
No, it was like a week later, probably like 2 weeks later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like a week or two later.
So they like ran up on you, like, get on the ground. Like, how did they find you?
They really just hopped out the car. Because as soon as I was walking out the entrance or whatever the case is, they hopped out the car and they said, put your hands behind your back.
Was that your first time being locked up?
No. Okay. No. That was my first time being actually convicted of anything, though. Mm. I've been locked up multiple times for little stuff, you know what I'm saying, little minor things. Never nothing that big, you know what I'm saying? And then when I got it, I got locked up. I'm actually on first offenders. I did good. First offenders, they put me on unsupervised probation because I was doing so good. You know what I'm saying? Still to this day, I ain't got to deal with no police, no problems. I just do the right thing.
On the straight and narrow path.
Yeah. I'm a grown up.
You really left the streets.
Yeah. Left it completely alone. You know what I'm saying? Because I got kids now. You know what I'm saying? I want to see them be the best they could be.
You got kids? How many kids you got?
I got two of my own and two stepchildren who I raised also. So that's another reason why I am such a staple in my community. Because what I deal with kids no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got to deal with certain kids. I ain't got to deal with certain stuff. But I choose to. You know what I'm saying? That's my choice. I choose to deal with stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like these kids deserve it. They deserve it in our community. Like, how do you say, take a community to, you know what I'm saying? That's how I am. I'm more like, okay, if y'all do need my help, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not all the time financially, but mentally, I'm always here. You know, I'm always here to come out here and reach out, you know what I'm saying, and tell them the right thing and guide them in the right direction.
How do you get money? What do you do to make money? Because we talk about entrepreneurship on the show.
Yeah.
And we have a segment called Entrepreneurial Tip of the Week. And we'll get to that in a second. But how do you get money? Because it's Atlanta and everybody's finding ways to like make bread. And I see you got your books here.
Yeah. That definitely one of my main entrepreneurship things that I do is the books. But I do
This is a, it's called Teen Rod.
Yeah, Teen Rod, yeah.
I opened this and I saw your name. What's your name?
Demetrius Glaze.
Oh, who's this?
Oh, no, that's who we're dedicated to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Aramis Levine. That's my son.
Oh, you dedicated. That's nice.
Yeah.
And this is the one that's about
anti-bullying.
Anti-bullying.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's that about?
This is about my daughter. My girl, she had a miscarriage back in 2019. Mm-hmm. And that would have been my first daughter. Mm-hmm. Actually, my first daughter, you know, mm-hmm. I actually would have had. She was like 7 months pregnant. So it was kind of like it hit close to home. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it was so close.
Miscarriages, yeah.
It was so close. Like, you know what I'm saying? So when it happened, I think it was the year anniversary. I decided I wanted to do something for her, you know what I'm saying? Something that'll help her, you know, live on, you know what I'm saying? So I just figured.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. That was the plan behind this one, definitely. It was like, I want her to live on through me, you know what I'm saying? It needs to be a series of her living. So it just wouldn't be one book. It'll be multiple books of her. And what she do is, actually, all my books got hidden gems. Not hidden gems. They really gems, just period. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That shows, like, this book is about teaching kids, like you said, with entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. teaching kids how to use their imagination to create. You know what I'm saying? The same mm-hmm. way we use our mind to create stuff like this, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Me, the books, and y'all, the podcast, and different stuff. The same way that I'm teaching through these books how to use their mind to create at an early age. You know what I'm saying? In this book, she creates. She dream about something. And she bring it to life, not in no cartoony way, but in a real way.
Oh wow!
She imagined unicorns, the unicorns she specifically liked, mm-hmm. and then she creates them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, artistic. You know
Showing
what I'm saying?
The children the power of the imagination.
Yeah,
it's not just some children shit. It's like when we become adults, we have to remember that our imaginations are powerful as fuck.
Yeah.
What inspired you to write books?
What inspired me? Cause at one point in time, like growing up in the hood, you didn't really feel like you was gonna live long or something was gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? That was my mindset. I ain't gonna even lie. Like, mm-hmm. I don't wanna get into it and be like, oh yeah, dang, nah. Now that was my reason though, for real. Like, I felt like a story needed to be told, certain stories, you know what I'm saying? That I wrote my first autobiography back when I first got out.
You wrote an autobiography?
Yeah, that I got that also, but that ain't with me right now. Yeah, yeah, okay. It's in my, it's on Amazon. Okay. It's called Artemis's Roses, The World Is Yours. And Artemis's mean black or inky, you know what I'm saying? I was more catering to our culture, you know what I'm saying? You know, just like a black rose, you know what I'm saying? Like how Tupac did the rose that grew from the concrete. You know, I was doing like black rose. So I was like, the only way to get a rose that way, you got to dye it or whatever the case is and dip it in some ink, you know what I'm saying, to get it black. So that's what I was more pushing for, you know what I'm saying? So I was pushing for a black, because I like black, you know what I'm saying? I like wearing black, or I like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just like
yes, I love me some black. You a Scorpio. Scorpios like black.
I like black. So I'm empowered with my black community, you know what I'm saying? I'm real empowering for my black community, you know what I'm saying? And that's just how I feel. So that was my first book. I feel like a story needed to be told. And every time I feel like a story needed to be told, I write about it. Like I said, with the imagination thing, with that kids using their imagination. I write about it. Anti-bullying, I write about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like a story need to be told. Mm. About people being together, the anti-bullying book, people being together, kids coming together to work together, to fight for a common cause. That's how I feel about that. You know what I'm saying? The same thing with this. Us coming together to create is important in our community. You know what I'm saying? These are staples in our community. And if we don't apply it to our kids early, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling what they'll be dealing with. Like how I was fighting with them two different people. You know what I'm saying? If we apply more of this to our kids early, you know what I'm saying? They wouldn't have to fight as much because they have a lot of that positive energy already in them. They have more of it.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
So what is the process of coming up with this? Like getting like this to be a physical copy? Like can you give us the breakdown on how are you able to create something like this?
Okay, so what you do with the books is... I mean, I tell people the easiest way to go ahead and start writing and stuff like that. Just do it on your phone, man. Everybody be in their phone all day. You know, you be on TikTok, you be on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? You be scrolling. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like you want to do something, the phone is so powerful nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Like not kind of like when we growed up, you know what I'm saying? We had a little, you know, house phone, landlines. But the phone is so powerful nowadays. You could do anything you want to do. Creative with the phone if you just stay in your phone. You know what I'm saying? If you just stay in your phone. So what you do is you go on your phone, you write, you get your notes together. You know what I'm saying? Go in notes. You can write the whole book through notes. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is save it, work on it later. You know what I'm saying? You might be doing something that, you know, just chilling. You might be chilling. You get work on the book then work on it later. And then the publishing part come in. When you start working with different companies, you know what I'm saying? People who distribute it, you know what I'm saying? I'm not necessarily the distributor, you know what I'm saying? But I'm the author. I'm the person behind the book. And also, you got to work with the people who do the artistic side of the book, you know what I'm saying? To create the pictures and artwork, you know what I'm saying? I created the pictures and artwork for Teen Rod, but I didn't create the pictures and artwork for World of Imagination or Mirror Stories. A Mirror Story was created by what his name is. I know his Instagram name for sure, but and make sure... Jalight Landis. Yeah, he did the work for it. His name, he did the work for the artwork for The World Is Yours, Amiri Stories. So, and I did the artwork for Teen Rod. So, yeah, like I said, it's just about creating, you know what I'm saying? And then you go through, after you get done with that, you go through Amazon, you know what I'm saying? That's what I went through, you know what I'm saying? You go through different people, but I went through Amazon. And then you just publish it through Amazon. You got to do it yourself now. You know what I'm saying? Called self-publishing through Amazon, but you got to do it yourself. But it'll do good, though. Yeah.
So are you a rapper?
No, I used to do music.
Do people mistake you for being a rapper?
Yes, a lot.
You look like a rapper.
A lot. People do.
So why you stop doing music?
Because I never wanted to do music.
Oh, you just was doing it?
I was just doing it. Me and my brother, Note 5K, we were discussing this because everybody just thought we were just rappers. You know, like I said, I get accused of it a lot. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thought I was a rapper or whatever the case is. Or me and Note was rappers or whatever the case is. So we just wanted to see what it'd do. You know what I'm saying? Just try it. You know what I'm saying? And neither one of us wanted to do it. So we fought to just see who gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, bro, you wanna do it? I don't wanna do it. You can do it. You know what I'm saying? Then we eventually, I just, bro, I'll do it, bro. I just go ahead and take this for the team, man. Because I don't care for rapping. You know what I'm saying? Rapping ain't never been my thing. I ain't care for it. I did it just because, you know what I'm saying? It kind of like when you're doing something you care about, you more passionate about it. And it bring more longevity in it. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to care. You know what I'm saying? And eventually it become one of your purpose and one of your reasons. You know what I'm saying? And it make you feel good when you do it. With the books and the education of the kids, you know what I'm saying?
That's really what is close to home for
you. Yeah, that's close to home for me. That rapping thing, it just was fun. It was fun. I ain't going to lie. I had a little fun. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't for me, man.
Were you a good rapper?
I ain't gonna say I was a good rapper. I'm gonna say I was a medium rapper.
Okay. There's a lot of medium rappers out there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But people ain't honest about this. That's the problem. People don't be honest about who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, people be just, they just living in some type of imaginary world. Nah, be who you is. You know what I'm saying?
If you made songs for children, you know them people that be making the little kids songs and they have like billions of views on YouTube because the kids just sit there and watch it. For like
Grace and Connor. I got babies. Grace and Connor. Grace and Connor all day.
All day.
My daughter wake up and say Grace and Connor. That's what she say. That's one of her words. You know what I'm saying? One of the words she use often.
So, last question. Entrepreneurial tip of the week. What advice do you have for, or tip that you have for an entrepreneur or your younger self?
The tip I got for entrepreneurs, man, is just find something you're passionate about. You know what I'm saying? Do that, because that's what's going to last, like I said. And just keep working at it and don't stop. You know what I'm saying? Just find something you're really passionate about and keep working at it and don't stop, man. I mean, I know people say it all the time, but I'm living in that truth of myself. So when I see, you know what I'm saying, like young brothers and sisters look at me like, yeah, I'm living my truth. Like all the other stuff may not be your truth. Like you wanting to be a rapper, or you wanting to be a basketball, whatever the case is, basketball player, or whatever the case is. That's not you sometimes living in your truth, you know what I'm saying? Think about who you is. Think about what you is and who you is and what you would like to do with your life. That's the most important thing. And then when you think about that and you think about what you care about, then that what gonna take you to where you need to go. You know what I'm saying? That's the main thing, what you care about. That's what's important. And when I put my time into these books, it took off. It took off like that. You know what I'm saying? I was rapping for a little minute. It was just up, you know what I'm saying, hitting the wall, you know what I'm saying? I ain't wanna rap. They used to try to get me in the studio. Hey, bro, you need to get in there and rap, bro. Go rap.
You ain't
I'm
like, really want to do that.
Bro, I don't care nothing about that, bro.
So what do you see for the future for like, especially this too? This is beautiful. What do you see in the future for like cartoons or like a movie?
Yeah, cartoons.
Like what do you see in the future for it?
Yeah, cartoons, movies, all that. Cause like I said, I already started working on certain things. You know what I'm saying? I got stuff, I got blueprints for both of these books. You know what I'm saying? I definitely got a big blueprint for Teen Rod.
When you say a blueprint, you mean like a cartoon?
Like a cartoon, yeah. Oh, like okay. See, like the biggest of the series. Like I got from the beginning to the end type, you know, like
I could
the series.
See this being a cartoon, like somebody watching this.
Yeah.
This looks like like a show, like you would watch as a kid.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's the plan. I built the series behind it. I built like how they wanna live, how they gonna grow together and learn each other, you know what I'm saying? It basically based off our lives, you know what I'm saying? We all live these lives anyway, so why not present it to kids and present it to people so they can learn from it? You know what I'm saying? We live these lives every day, and a lot of people are selfish with the way they want to help people, want to reach out to people, want to, you know, get a gain to people. They selfish. You know what I'm saying? Instead of me being selfish about it, I'm going to go ahead and give it out. I'm going to give it out to the young folks, to the people in the middle, people older, whatever I got to do. I want people to know, hey, man, this was going on, man. And if you can understand it or you feel it, then you can roll with it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't feel it, then, you know, somebody else might teach you. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be there for anybody who need it.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
For sure.
Well, plug your social media and everything so they can find you.
Okay, man. It's your boy, Watch the Drip, on social media. You know what I'm saying? Watch the Drip or Watch the Drip 1. You know what I'm saying? One never average. you know what I'm saying, on Instagram, because I got a couple. I got a business page and a regular page. So the business page is one never average.
Come on, business.
No, the business page is one never average, and the fun page is Watch the Drill.
Do these have Instagrams?
The books? Because they on one never average. But you catch them on Amazon. You go to Amazon. Type in Google. Type in my name on Google. Demetrius Glaze is Demetrius Glaze, Glaze. You type my name on Google or on Amazon, all my books will pop up, and then you'll be able to see whatever one you would like, you know, choose from or whatever the case is. And like I said, social media is Watch the Drip majority, and one never average as far as business page. You know what I'm saying? Y'all reach out to me, man.
Boom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, and mine is LaFleur.xo. That's LaFleur.xo.
And I am Kirk Valentino on Instagram, KirkuEValentino, motherfucking O. Playtime is over, bitches.